You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. I've got your weekly promo, including the breakdown, where I'm going to tell you the exact day that everything in the promo is happening, as well as other spoilers that tie to it, to get you all ready for it. This is an exciting promo. It's called Take a Peek, and it actually has, like 7 or 8 scenes. There's actually a whole lot of content in here, way more than your usual promo. I'm excited to tell you about it. And if you hang around to the very end of the video, I'm going to show you this hot new NBC Days of Our Lives promo. Click subscribe if you haven't, and let's jump right in. So the very first scene, we've got Maggie, we got Sarah, and we got Xander. They're at the Damara mansion, and Maggie says to two shocked faces, "Constantine and I are getting married." And Xander just says, "What?" I think that's all of our question. What? Why? So this should happen on Thursday, April 25th, because official spoilers say that Maggie tells a shocked Xander and Sarah that she and Constantine are getting hitched. She's going to make it clear that this is a green card marriage, but also that she is trying to make amends for some of the bad things that Victor did. I am certain Xander is going to try hard to talk her out of it. Sarah might even try to talk her out of it as well, even though Sarah's pretty well been snowed by Constantine. Our second scene in the promo is John Black and Steve Johnson. Looks like they're hanging out in the park, and they're talking about Constantine, of course. Steve says, if that bastard killed his ex-wife, there's no telling what he might do to Maggie. And we get a picture of Constantine looking very evil, not hard to do, and one of Maggie innocently arranging roses, oblivious to the fact that she is marrying a bad guy. Now, he did tell Maggie at least some of the truth when he said that he hadn't seen his wife since the divorce and said their child's death broke up the marriage. But the guys think that it's way more nefarious, and they think that the reason she's never been seen again is because Constantine did something to her. Sounds reasonable. Then we have, so there's not a specific date with scenes of the two Black Patch guys talking, but I believe this is coming on Thursday the 25th, when spoilers say Constantine makes a move to break up John and Steve's friendship. And at this point in the promo, we get this voiceover, "Take a peek and don't blink." Their voiceovers are so weird. Anyway, but there is some peeking going on in the third scene, where Alex Kitayakis and Teresa Donovan are at the Titan offices, and she is across the desk from him. She's leaning over. There's a lot of cleavage on display in this black bra and kind of a low cut. I don't know if it's a bra or just a low cut, but anyway, he cannot get enough of what he's staring at. And the spoilers indicate this should happen on Tuesday, April 23rd. It says Teresa gives Alex a massage that turns steamy. So maybe that happens at the office, because that's the only day that we have a spoiler for both of them together. And yeah, obviously he would do stuff in the office. Alex doesn't care. Our next scene is Kayla Brady and Ava Vitale. They're having a little showdown in a little side street off of Hortontown Square. And Kayla tells her, "You stay the hell away from my husband." Spoilers say this is probably going to happen Monday, April 22nd, because that's the only day where we have spoilers for both Kayla and Ava. That day, spoilers say Kayla and Abe are talking about Paulina's risky behavior, leaving her radioactive quarantine. And that same day, Ava is at the bistro searching for that black book of drug contacts to get rid of Clyde once and for all. But there's also a Wednesday, April 24th spoiler, where Ava and Harris are back at the bistro searching because they didn't find it on Monday's episode. I am quite certain that Kayla is furious at her over the whole Clyde jailbreak thing. And she thinks anytime that Ava is anywhere near Steve, things go south. She's not wrong. All right. Our fifth scene is one I am honestly so excited to see. This is so overdue. I hope he gets fired. I think he's probably going to get a warning, but God, I really want to see him get fired. We've got EJ Damara being called on the carpet. He's been called to the principal's office. He is in Paulina Price's mayoral office. He's looking very annoyed. You know, there's no shame in his game, so I don't think she's going to get him to feel ashamed about anything. But boy, should he be. Paulina says to EJ, you're getting too big for your britches. Getting is the wrong verb. He's been too big for his britches. Spoilers indicate this happens on Friday, April 26. Official spoilers say Paulina chews out EJ DeMera. I'm certain this is going to be about not only him bungling the Tate thing and then not making a proper apology. And then at that press conference, he was trying to dodge reporters when the whole point of a press conference is talking to reporters. Plus, there's that cop killing case left open. Nobody's been punished for the drug stuff. And his own brother, Stefan, evaded justice on EJ's watch on those major drug charges. EJ is clearly not a good DA. He is corrupt. He's a creep. He was a drug dealer himself. I don't even know how anybody thought to give him this job. It's ridiculous, but I want to see him fired. We'll see how it goes. We got a teen scene happening. We've got a couple of new teens that we're going to meet very soon. Madeline Kintz is playing Sophia, who is a friend of Holly's. They are hanging out at the Brady Pub, and Tate is working behind the bar in his little green apron, looking cute as a button. And Sophia says, my God, I wish he was on the menu. And then she says to Holly, you're like totally over him, right? And then we have a casting note. The other teen that's showing up, the character's name is Aaron, and he's going to be a friend of Tate's, played by, I hope I'm saying this right, Louis Tomeo. We'll see. This scene with Holly and Sophia at the pub probably happens on Tuesday, April 23rd, because that's the same day that Holly and Tate steal another secret moment together. No word if, you know, there's no other spoilers for them on other days. So I'm leaning towards thinking it's Tuesday. Our next to the last scene. Nope, I'm sorry. Second to the last scene. There's nine scenes in this promo. There's so much. Eric and Sloan and Leo. Eric is confronting Leo and Sloan. Eric says to them, specifically to Sloan, I found out you're paying for Leo's room here. So we have a couple of spoilers about Eric and Sloan this week, but I think this scene is on Friday. But on Tuesday, April 23rd, Eric confronts Sloan about the missing cash. And that same day, he is talking to Nicole, confiding in her. And I wonder if he's going to tell her about the money matters. And then Friday, April 26th, Eric follows the money trail and finds Sloan with Leo in his room at the Salem Inn. And that's when this confrontation should happen. Our next to the last scene, and this one I am quite excited about. Everett and Jada and Stephanie, looks like it's in Horton Town Square, and Everett walks up on them. And he says to Jada, hey, good to see you. And he's like very intense and giving her a lot of attention. And she looks a little flummoxed. And then totally offhand, like she's an absolute afterthought, he says to Stephanie, hey. And then turns right back to Jada. It's like he rolled up on them, very interested in Jada, which is a Bobby thing, right? And then almost like no idea who Stephanie is. And she looks completely floored by this. So spoilers for Wednesday, April 24th. That's the only day we have Everett, Jada, and Stephanie spoilers on the roster. Stephanie tells a stunned Jada that she saw Bob Everett signing the divorce papers. And so I think that's what's happening before Everett rolls up on them. And then it's like he's literally someone else, which we know, you know, could happen. The final scene, no words, very sexy. We've got Kristen DeMera. She's got Alex Kitiakis shirtless and laid out on her bed, and she is crawling up him like he's a eucalyptus tree and she's a koala. She is straddling him. They are kissing passionately. This should happen, according to spoilers, on Thursday, April 25th, when Kristen asks Alex to spend the night with her. And it looks like they are making things happen. He's already popped his top off, but is he going to stop before they actually do the deed? Because we do know he is smitten with Teresa, but Kristen's got them all worked up. So we'll see how it goes. Buckle up. Hang on. I'm about to show you this new promo, but first, please click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments. Let me know what you're excited to see. Be sure and come back because we are talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And here you go. Here's that brand new NBC promo.
Constantine and I are getting married.
What?
If that bastard killed his ex-wife, there's no telling what he might do to me.
Take a peek and don't blink.
You stay the hell away from my husband.
You're getting too big for your britches.
My God, I wish he was on the menu.
You're like totally over him, right?
I found out you're paying for Leo's room here.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Hey,